Very happy to be joined now by Carolyn Cameron of Sportsnet Central. Big tennis geek as well, and had a lot riding on this match, Carolyn. Hi.
Hi, Ben.
So, okay, let's be up front with everybody, and I was tweeting about it, that you were off to the All-England Tennis Club with a Milos Raonic victory, so...
Right.
But you're the biggest Roger Federer fan I know. So already you were conflicted. It was just a lot of emotions running through you today, I'm sure.
Ben, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a completely unbiased journalist.
So I'm sure that's the case.
I don't know where you're getting this false information. Yes, but yeah, I will not be going to Wimbledon tonight since Milos lost. But just as a tennis fan, though, seeing Federer 3 weeks removed from his 36th birthday, it's coming up in August. It's it's insane the level that he's playing at. And he honestly looks unstoppable. And now the fact that with Djokovic having to retire, with Murray losing to Query.
Yeah.
I mean, if Federer wins, he's not going to have to face Murray, Nadal, Djokovic, or Wawrinka. His rivals are gone.
I mean, I want to get to that in just a second. But I saw you were getting into it on Twitter with your co-host of the Point Taken podcast, Greg Brady, about who is more responsible for this match today. Was it Roger Federer's greatness or Milos Raonic not being the guy that we expected him to be, being the sixth-ranked player in the world? I know where you went with it, and you just alluded to it. I think I tend to agree with you.
Well, and I think people focus on Federer's age and say, how come other people aren't beating him if he's 9 years older than Raonic? But right now he is the best tennis player in the world. He doesn't have the number one ranking, but he's been the best this year. He and Nadal have been the most consistent when they have been playing. And Federer today, he was just by far the better player. Now, Milos Raonic also didn't do himself any favors. I mean, to win this match, he had to serve and volley, and he had to shorten points. And he just wasn't able to do that. He kept trying to come into the net, and he was starting early in the first set, but he'd kind of come in a shot or two late, so he wasn't coming in at the right moments, and then it was kind of too little too late. And Federer, I mean, we talked so much about how good a server Raonic is, but Federer is arguably one of, if not the best server in the game, and he showed that today. So Federer was so good. He won this match. It's not as much as Raonic losing himself this match, but Raonic didn't do himself any favors.
When will he slow down? Like, he's okay. He has slowed down. He has slowed down, though. That's the thing, right? And of course, last year, injuries were to blame. And when you're 36, injuries, they tend to pile up. I mean, that could be the thing that derails him a little bit. And he's not as dominant as he once was. He was unquestionably the best player on planet Earth. He's just now, like, probably the best player on planet Earth.
Well, it's just nuts to think of a year ago. So he was ousted at Wimbledon by Raonic in the semifinals. And then... just a couple weeks later at Rogers Cup, it was announced that Federer was out for the remainder of the season. And everyone was saying, oh, he's going to retire. Even though he says he's going to come back, he's not going to be the same. And Federer has been fortunate in his career with injuries. He does bounce back well, but he's now figured out how to do it. I mean, he missed the French Open. He kind of ignored the clay courts to rest and get ready for Wimbledon. So at his age, he knows how to take care of his body, and he knows how to manage his schedule. So right now, I mean, it's hard to say when is he going to slow down, because he's kind of just figured it out. And now it's time for the others to figure out, how do we beat this older but still good Federer? And no one seems to have an answer, not this year.
No. And he's got 18 slams. He hasn't won at Wimbledon since 2012. So looking for his first title there in 5 years, and looking for slam number 19. And like you said, so Djokovic... people haven't been paying attention. Djokovic, I mean, the draw just opened up incredibly today when Andy Murray goes down to Sam Querrey, the American, and then Djokovic loses the first set. He has to retire because of a back issue, apparently, and that's the next stage of the draw for the winner of this Raonic-Federer match. So Federer, I mean, it would be a massive upset if he doesn't win yet another Wimbledon title this year.
right now he's the favorite headed into the weekend. And what was scary is post-match, in his post-match interview, he was saying how he still thinks he can get better this tournament.
That's stupid.
Which, I mean, come on. And so he's going to play Burdick in the semifinals, and he's won their past 7 meetings. I would watch out for Cilic, though. Cilic has been playing exceptionally well. So he could give, assuming Federer makes the final, he could give Federer some trouble. But, I mean, logically speaking right now, this is Federer's slam to win. I just still can't get over that it's 2017, and after all those years of dominance between he and Nadal, and it seemed like that was long, long gone, Federer wins Australia, Rafa wins French, and we could have said win Wimbledon. And then Venus Williams is still around. Like, it's just been it's been such a throwback year and another throwback tournament.
Yeah, I mean, and okay, so that's cool, and it makes us all remember our youth, or like a couple of years ago. I mean, you're still in the prime of your youth, Carolyn. Yeah. I shouldn't throw you into the middle of this, but
thank you.
It feels like a throwback for me, and it makes me feel youthful. So that's cool, and everybody loves a good throwback, but it's also, there's like a little bit of like, not sadness. I don't know what the word is exactly, but we've all been waiting for the next generation to kind of step forward, and Raonic was going to be a part of it. Gregor Dimitrov and maybe Kini Shikori and those guys. And those are good players, but nobody can still knock off 36-year-old Roger Federer. And I mean, the women's bracket is a totally different story altogether, because that's anytime Serena Williams wants to come back, she's going to be the woman to beat again. But let's just maybe focus on the men's side. Yeah, there's no incumbent like ready to step forward yet.
No, you're absolutely right. And in that way, it's a little concerning, I would say, for men's tennis, specifically at the slam level. Because now that these players are getting older, now that Federer is focusing more and more on the slams, as are Djokovic, Murray, and Nadal, just in terms of scheduling, the slams are most important. They're coming in rested, while these other players are picking up points in the other tournaments and winning some of those. They're not able to do it in the slams. And the timing just, it hasn't really been right. Because, I mean, this year, Murray and Djokovic haven't been themselves. But instead of those younger players taking advantage, it's been Nadal and Federer. Now, I mean, that match, the last match Milos had against Alex Zverev, that was really good tennis and a really good match by both players and a really good win by Milos. So we're still seeing the young players coming up. They're still knocking on the door. And I know it's again, it just comes down to timing. Cause think of the draw right now headed into the final weekend. I mean, it would have been perfect for some of these younger players to just kind of have Federer in that mix, but none of them are there. Like, it's Query and Cilic. They're not young anymore.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's life though. It's timing, Carolyn.
Yeah. There you go.
You know that. I know that.
Then. Yeah.
We're talking to Carolyn Cameron. So where are we with Milos now? Because, okay, he's done about, I think, as well as you can do without winning a slam. Like, he's been incredible. He's been this country's best men's singles player probably of all time already. Like, he's been so, so damn good. Top 10 for a long time. Sixth-ranked player in the world. Playing in a generation where a couple of guys with claims to being the best of all time are still playing, and maybe not in their prime, but still playing pretty damn well. What if he retires without a slam? And I almost get the sense now at this point that it would take really something like what just took place today at a slam for him to end up with that title, where everybody just kind of falls by the wayside and the seas part for him. I mean, there's still time for that to happen, but it's hard to imagine like a fully healthy Murray or a fully healthy Djokovic, or I suppose like eventually a fully healthy Roger Federer, he'd be able to take any of those guys down.
Well, and men's tennis now has gotten older, as we're seeing this weekend, we've seen in the past few years, headed into this weekend, that is. So Raonic, I mean, he still is relatively young. He's born late in 1990, so he's 26 years old. So as you said, it is hard. It's hard to imagine him taking out a number of those players, because that's really what you'd have to do in this day and age. You'd have to beat a Federer and beat a Djokovic or a Nadal or a Wawrinka or a Murray. Now, I think where Milos Raonic is kind of stuck, and John McEnroe was kind of alluding it in today's match, is he hasn't figured out still how to adjust parts of his game in order to beat some of those top players. I mean, his serve can get him out and get him out of some matches and help him win. But against guys like Federer, as I said, he wasn't shortening the points, and he just needs to realize he's not the type of player who can out rally these top guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to shorten the points, and he needs to try and do that a little bit more. And these five setters too, they're tougher for him at the Grand Slams. It's tougher to beat these guys with his style of play and his big body in a five setter than it is in a best of three at any other tournament. So yeah, I think for Raonic to win a slam, I think he's going to have to wait until the big four, if you will, have finally slowed down, if that day does come, and then look for an opening. Because he's kind of, as you said, he's gotten as far as he can without winning a slam. But he also just has to hope that his body helps him out. Because that's also been a struggle for him in recent years, is he hasn't been able to string together even 4 months of completely healthy play. So he's always trying to catch up. Whereas these top players, well, up until now with Murray and Djokovic, they've been able to come back from injury and then consistently play well. Raonic hasn't been able to do that.
All right, so the women's side. Like, if anybody's ever clamoring for, hey, you know, it'd be nice if there was parity in the men's game, I think you should look over at the women's side of things when there's no Serena. And I mean, Venus is turning back the clock. But yeah, parity is not great because I don't think anybody's enjoying what's happening with women's tennis right now, where, yeah, anybody can win, and lots of women have had claims to the number one overall world ranking. Nobody's legit. Everybody knows Serena is the best women's player of all time and certainly still of this generation.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's at the point where now with Serena waiting to give birth and not in the game, it's anyone's slam to win each and every time.
Now, and that's not fun, right?
Well, no. I like it more when there are kind of a handful of top players or dominant players like there have been on the men's tour for the past, 15 years. On the women's side, they've come in and out. You had Clijsters, you had Hennin, you've had Serena, you've had Venus. I mean, you had Wozniacki, but she never won a slam, even when she was on top. So I don't think you can expect to see much consistency with slam winners in the women's game right now with Serena away, because it's too wide open a field.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I would love for Venus this weekend to go home with the Wimbledon title. I just think it would be so awesome for everything she's been through over the years, for that autoimmune disorder that nearly ended her career. She's kept pushing through. She's kept playing, and to see her on top at Wimbledon again after all those years would be something else. But again, I don't know if that's necessarily good for the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, I'm sorry you're not going to England.
That's okay. I'll survive.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Yeah, it's a lot of travel, and like I said, the food's not good there. Bangers and mash is lame. I don't know.
I like fish and chips.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, fish and chips. I guess you got me there. Warm beer, though.
Healthy. There we go.
All right. Yes. You know what? You're healthier staying here. All right. Go back to sleep, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to go back to sleep? You're up late last night.
See.
All right. Thanks for this.
No problem. Have a good one, Ben.